Love, dating, relationships, what do you do? Love Talks Back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for all those people who are listening. You're listening to Love Talks Back, and I'm NA.
And I'm MC.
And I'm back in business.
That's
back
right.
In town.
How has it been?
I love London.
Well, you loved. You love.
I still,
you're still
love.
In love.
I'm still in love with
what
London.
What is there about London that you love?
Okay, this is what I've been telling a lot of my friends. Like, you know, it's cold and it rains. And it's really it's true. It is kind of annoying. I love Sydney. You know, Sydney's always my home and always will be. It's just great weather, great people, just great environment, great atmosphere, great sights. But everything that Sydney lacks to offer me, London can offer. Mm. In regards to culture, history, art, theatre. Like, it is amazing. I went to the theatre every single week.
That's ridiculous.
Once a week.
That's great. It must have been cheap.
It was amazing. Well, that's the thing is, they put shows out for years and years and years because they know every single night we're still going to get an audience. Mm. Whereas in Sydney, I mean, after like maybe 6 months, there's not going to be an audience. So what happens is they put the prices up really expensive in Australia. A show will come out for top 6 months and that's it. I went and saw Les Miserables was the last musical that I went and saw in the theatre. And that, this year, was its 25th year anniversary.
Goodness.
25 years. Jeez. Non-stop at the West End in London. That is amazing.
That's got to be old actors.
Same with Phantom. Pretty sure they updated the act. But same with Phantom of the Opera. It's been in the West End for 25 years.
That's
like,
great.
These shows and they still get audiences. And it's amazing. Like, it's amazing going to the National Gallery and knowing you haven't seen everything. Mm. I spent so many days just going there, taking my journal and just sitting down and writing. And some of the paintings are beautiful. There's so much Christian art, like in the National Gallery.
Mm.
So much Christian art. You walk around Trafalgar Square and you try and climb up on top of one of the lines in the corners. It was actually really funny. One of my friends took photos of me attempting to climb the line and I look like this little thing perched.
We're gonna put that on the
yeah, show. We'll put it up on the website. Go check it out, guys. But that's the thing with London. It offers me the things that I love that Sydney can't. And I love Sydney, but that time in London is incredible. And I can guarantee you that I will be back. I will go back.
London people listening,
watch out.
She's going to be back.
I'm
going to
be back. I will. I would love to live there.
Well, it's lovely to have you back.
It's lovely to be back.
We're going to have a massive show this evening. Everything's going on for us.
This crazy, like, I haven't, so as people may or may not know, I haven't been in the studio for around 2 or so months now.
Mm.
But it's all happened. Like, the studios have completely changed. We've got a green wall. Green screen.
We can be Superman in a couple of weeks.
This is so cool. We've got a green screen in here. What else? Like, we've got new desks. I've got a desk. I'm getting a desk. Do you know how much of an upgrade this is? Getting a desk?
Not that we haven't had desks.
You can see Adrian out the front with a vacuum.
Well, look. That is a really good segue into what our topic is all about. We are talking about gossip in this show.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not... We're not about gossiping in here, not in this studio.
No, not in this studio. We just don't have a segment called Gossip Girl. No.
But yes, we are talking about gossip, and we're talking about the impact that gossip has on our lives, but particularly on our relationships as well.
Yeah.
And the things that make it difficult for us people, us very lowly people, to stop gossip.
Gossiping is very interesting because we do it almost automatically these days. It's not, we don't even, like, I mean, I know that I sometimes don't even register with what I'm saying. Like, I'll be like, oh my goodness, I heard this really funny story, I need to tell you. And I'm talking to some of my best friends, talking to my brother or my family. And you don't even realize that you're doing it. And I think the problem is that it really fuels a bit of a negative energy. Mm. Not that we believe in energies or anything. Negative energies. The chi. No. Yuck. Yuck. No. But in regards to gossiping, like, it's quite bad, and it creates just such a bad effect. And I think that's the problem, is that we don't know. We're just saying something. That's all we're doing. We're saying something. But then there's an ongoing domino effect to that, and we have no idea how far it's going to go up to Timbuktu, for heaven's sake. Like it.
And if you are like familiar with, you know, a lot of social media, I'm not going to talk about how Facebook impacted, but when you look at social media and you go on your Facebook, you can see how many mutual friends you have with certain friends and certain people. You probably don't know like 90% of those mutual friends, but
friends of
things,
friends, yeah.
Yeah, things that you can say can impact those mutual friends. And like you were saying with the domino effect, you know, you might not have any idea that your words are going across the country, across the world,
the globe,
you know.
Over to London.
That's right. To Texas, all places. We have no idea what our words, and so I guess it's the responsibility of us to be really conscious of that and make sure that we're responsible with our words.
Yeah,
but it's hard.
Definitely.
It's so
difficult. And it is hard, and it's, I think it's something, especially in our society, we're so used to talking about, you know, just talking about, I mean, people, we especially, I guess, in the Catholic circle, everyone knows everyone.
Mm.
And I think that's true in a lot, in across Australia, you know, you have your hubs of groups of people, 500 plus people, who all generally know each other.
Mm.
And so you don't really know how far that
that's right
your words are going to go and
yep.
how much you're affecting someone.
Yep. And I think when you talk about like communities or close-knit communities, the more that we know about people, the more we're going to pick up on people's faults, people's failures. And that's sort of where it starts to be a little bit, you know, in the slander area and the gossip area, because we're so focused on other people's faults, other people's wrongdoings, and we start talking about that because that affects us, because, you know, that close-knit community is affecting us because we're in such close relationships. It's really difficult. I mean, if you're in a new community, a new country, it's a lot easier not to you know,
to talk
gossip.
About,
yeah, exactly, because you don't know anyone. You're not in that close relationship yet.
I think the problem as well is that we can sometimes hear things about people that we don't know, or we may have heard of, and then we've formed all these opinions about them before they've even been given a chance to introduce themselves, to present themselves in their truest way.
Mm.
And I think that's another problem, is that they're not getting a fair chance then, because they've not that we already judge, but that might be the case. We may have already judged someone on their actions that they've done, or that they haven't done, that we've just heard that they've done. And, you know, like Chinese whispers, someone says something else, and it just becomes so untrue by the end of it.
That's right.
It's completely not what happened, or, you know.
Imagine the world if we didn't listen to all this gossip and didn't listen to, you know, what people
would
say.
It would be utopia. Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, like, you'd have such amazing friends. Your confidence levels would probably be a lot higher. We'd probably all be very, you know, joyful, very hopeful kind of people.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's,
I think, and I will be the first to say I'm serial offender number one, but I can see how that, like, especially, I think as I've grown up and I've gotten much better, but I can see back when I was in first year uni, second year uni, I found that people weren't telling me things anymore, and that's because I was like how I was. And so even personally, it was affecting me personally because of what I was saying, because I was talking about other things, and, you know, people would recognize the fact that I knew everything or I knew this or I knew that about certain people. People would be like, well, don't really want to tell her what's going on in my life because, you know.
That's the same. Yeah.
And that's bad. That's not how, as a friend, I should be.
Mm.
And I think that was the biggest thing that taught me, was that my friends around me and my family as well, my brother would always pull me up and say, you know, you got to stop. People don't like people like you.
Mm. And I think when you have, like, close friends and other things, you know, when people stop trusting you and stop putting loyalty on you, you know, that is very hurtful, and that doesn't help in building your own, you know, self-esteem and your own, you know, confidence in yourself. And then, you know, where are your friends? Friends are leaving you.
But even if you look at gossiping as this, we're called to be virtuous. Our whole life is that that journey of how can we be more virtuous? I'm on this goal. I want to be sanctified. I want to enter heaven, you know. So I'm going to try and live the most virtuous life possible. And our whole lives is trying to be more virtuous. Each day, hopefully, we take a step closer. How is gossiping helping us at all to be virtuous? And it's funny because I know this in theory, but practically,
it just seems, you know, when you get into gossip, it's one of those things that just leads into itself. It's not something that you know, purposely we think of doing. It's just we talk about people. That's something we like doing, you know, generally as people. We're relational. That's what we're called.
You're relational. I'm relational. Right. We're all relational.
And we
sometimes God made us like that. Did you know that? Right. Did you know that?
He created us because he is a relationship himself.
Yes.
The three. But
we're an image and likeness of him. That's right. If he's relational, then we've got to be relational.
But we've got to learn to do that.
Sorry, stop being an idiot.
In a very confident way. It's a very difficult thing for us.
My chair's creaky. I'm not farting.
Well, thank you for letting us know.
I'd let you know if I farted. It's a small space. I'd have to warn you.
When I was on youth mission team, I used to be like, not relational? In a way. Seriously. No, but I used to tell people things, and I would think that it concerned me, but it had nothing to do with me. You know, just little bits of information, little bits of things that maybe my team were doing that I wasn't very happy with. And I would talk about it as though it affected me. It really didn't. It was just something that, you know, I was maybe just annoyed at and had nothing to do with me. And those sorts of things, like, spread around a lot. And by the end of the year, I actually was told that, like, my relationship with different people and the way that I would gossip really affected that, and they didn't feel like they could come and have confidence in me in, you know, keeping secrets or in keeping some sort of information.
Yeah.
So it affects all ways, all relationships, even the ones that you're not really close with.
So today we're going to be doing a panel on this very topic, on gossiping. So we're going to bring in the boys and go from there. So stay tuned, ladies and gents, boys, girls, people of the world. Whoop, whoop.
You're listening to Love Talks Back.
Call us on 8005-1530
or send an email to askus@lovetalksback.com. Here at Love Talks Back, we really love our music. We've had David Casper on the show. We've had Jamie Winters as well. Right now, we're going to hear from two guys, one who's a beatboxer, the other one sings really awesome. They got together in a car park and put together a new version of an ancient hymn. You can find out more information or check out the video on our website, lovetalksback.com, and also head to the Facebook page. Don't forget to give us a like, Facebook page. Yeah, that's right. But here it is, new beat, ancient hymn.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thou weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was weary and worn and sad, and I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am the living bread. Take, eat my flesh and drink my blood, for thus my sheep are fed. I came to Jesus and I ate of that his flesh sublime, and I drank his blood, the source of life, and now partake divine. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give the living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of at his living water. I came to him, the Lord of life, and now I walk no more. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I give to thee the daughter, mother, and the spouse of God, the Trinity. I came to Jesus and received the mother of my Lord. From heaven to earth he came through her, through through her we must return. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Come unto me, thy morn shall rise, and all thy day be bright. I came to Jesus as I was weary and worn and sad, and I found in him my Lord, my God, and I shall live with him.
Cradio.org.au, where love talks back.
It does.
Now, we're going to be going into our next panel. Our first panel, of course, we did Flirt to Convert. So we welcome back Jason and Adrian to the studios, boys.
Thanks my for one, having us.
My one round of applause for you.
We created quite a bit of controversy last time.
I know.
I don't think this will have the same reaction, but it's still worthwhile doing.
Definitely.
We're talking about gossip in this panel.
Okay, so gossiping would be... when someone talks about another person. I guess you could define it like that, right?
Not. I don't know. Well, I can talk about you now.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And say, you're wearing a white jumper today. Is that gossip?
Ooh. No, it's not.
I think that there has to be a definition with slander or some sort of malicious intent.
I also think Thomas Aquinas said...
Bring out the big gun.
No, I don't know his exact definition of gossip, but I do know if it's information that's on the public record already, that's not technically gossip.
So if it's not on public record, then that would be deemed as gossiping.
Yeah.
But what if you're the one that puts it on the public record? If St. Thomas Aquinas wasn't around in the period of the social network, yet on Facebook somebody can gossip on Facebook
yes.
and put it in the public knowledge.
And then
that will be gossip.
Mm. Yeah.
That will be defamation.
I know.
Lucky I'm not a lawyer.
I know I struggle with gossiping quite a bit. I've over the years, as my maturity level has slowly, ever so slowly improved, I have gotten better. However, at the same time, I still sometimes fall into that, and I'm really lucky because I tell my brother everything, and so I'll be like, oh my goodness, have you heard about this? And then I'll go up to him, and then he'll kind of like turn around and be like, okay, that's cool, but you need to be, he always reminds me, he's like, Natalie, you need to be careful with what you say, and you know, but he always reminds me, and I think that's been helping me out a lot recently because he always pulls me up for it.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's a great proverb about what... gossip is.
There is gossip. They say gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. The words of gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the most inmost parts. So I think that's just about the effect that it has. A gossip betrays a confidence, so anyone should avoid people who talk too much. So I think there's generally just whether it's something has a negative impact.
Would it be gossiping if you're talking about something that happened to you, to like a family member or to a friend? Like, would that be deemed as gossiping because you're relaying a story that you were actually involved in? Because I find myself doing that more than actually, oh my goodness, did you hear about this or did you hear about that? I find myself talking about things that I was actually involved in.
We're talking on a negative scale here.
Yeah, but I mean...
I guess we have to step back and take the Christian perspective and say, why, what are your motivations for telling your family? Is telling your family, if your family is going to go speak about it to other people, is that your intention to keep the story going, or is it helping you? It's your I think we'd have to look at what your intentions are telling your family.
No, I agree, definitely. So then... gossiping really then relies on your intentions, whether you're trying to fuel, you know, a negative image about someone or whether you're just literally relaying a story.
You know, I heard a story the other day on an Audio Sancto podcast about this lady who she was gossiping and being judgmental and saying a lot of things rashly. And she went to the priest and confessed this. And he said, all right, for your penance, go to the market and buy a chicken. And so she went down to the market and has to pluck out the feathers on the way back to the priest. She gets back into the confessional. He says, great, well done. Sounds like Yoda or something. He goes, well done. But your mission is only half complete, or your penance is only half complete. Now I want you to go back and pick up all those feathers. She's like, but how can I do that, Father? Like, there's wind outside. I don't know. I don't remember where I left them. They've just been scattered everywhere. And he said, well, that's exactly like your backbiting words, because you just drop them around willy-nilly. You don't think about it. And then they get passed on and they spread around and they end up, you can't just, it's control very hard to go back and make reparation for that, because
yeah, that was the wise counsel of St. John Bosco.
Did you also listen to that podcast?
Oh, no, I had heard the story. You'd heard in the previous
Well, can I tell you another story from that podcast as well? I'm just going to keep telling stories till someone throws a shoe on my head. But one of the companions of St. Francis, Brother Leo, was granted a vision. was granted a vision one day where he saw all these like amazing... Well, he was one of the companions of St. Francis, so I probably got some facts wrong here, but I understand he was granted a vision of Franciscan, holy Franciscans. And one of them, I forget his name, but he had these eyes that were just like beautifully radiating with light. And he said to St. Francis, like, why is it that this brother has such beautiful eyes that are like casting forth these beautiful rays of light? And he said, that's because every time during his life when he met someone, he never rashly judged them, but he always assumed the best about them. And so he would have, if he saw someone rich dressed in really fine garments, he said, oh, underneath that they're wearing some coarse shirt as a penance. Or if someone else did something wrong, he thought, oh, maybe in their spare time they're doing lots of extra prayers or something. So he always looked on people favorably, and so it's not very gossipy, is it?
No, I think when we're getting back to I think also this ties in with what you were just saying. The problem with gossiping is that it fuels negativity, and it fuels negativity about a certain person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem, is that, sure, we may be just saying a story, or it just might be, we willy-nilly, just in conversation, have you heard this or have you heard that? But what we're actually doing is fueling a view of someone in someone else's heart. And it's unfair, because then that person's not even there to introduce themselves or even defend their own self, because we've already imparted on this other person a view of that person.
Mm. I think a good test in terms of gossip is, would you be prepared to talk about that person
the way that you are in front of them?
In front of them. I mean, it's not a foolproof measure, but it is somewhat of a measure. And the other thing, as you were saying, with the case of how we, fuel this negative image is with that, how many times have you guys heard stories about certain people that you've never met? Then you do meet them and it turns out like that person isn't like that at all.
Yeah.
Exactly, I think it does make it a little bit difficult in terms of developing relationships. And if somebody, if you wanted to start a relationship, you met someone, but you heard something negative about them, it does make it a little bit difficult, and it makes it difficult to get past that as well. It makes it difficult to start like the friendship at a fresh pace.
Mm.
And I guess at the end of the day, you know what? We all have weaknesses and faults. We're all sinners. And, if you guys were a bit better informed, you could find out a lot of really bad things about me. Luckily, you don't know those things, and I'm not going to tell you.
Jason?
Don't. You better not. Don't scroll too far down my Facebook.
Love talks back. Investigative fun.
But everyone has good sides and bad sides, and as Catholics, we're called to see Christ in every person. And so, even if someone is like bad, whatever, we should still just look for the best in them. And yeah, anyway, mea culpa, and I'm going to try after this wonderful panel interview that we've had today to try and not say bad things about people behind their back.
And I think the thing as well is, like, if people are saying bad things, it's about stopping them and knowing that, if something is turning into gossip, then to have that courage to go into the conversation and say, hey.
Yeah, like, I remember.
Yeah.
Is her name Sister Suzanne now? It's Kelly Edmonds.
Oh, we don't know.
I specifically remember her one time saying that if there's ever a gossipy conversation, you should just walk away from it. That was like one of her standard things. It's like I'm writing a biography of her. But that was one of the things she always just did. She, if there was a gossipy conversation, she'd just walk away. And so I really admire that, yeah.
See, but then once again, we're caught with this dilemma of like, I guess in our young state, we like talking about people and to people. You know, where do we exactly draw that
line?
Like, are we? Do we just shout? Should we talk in a positive manner all the time about people? I guess we have to. We're almost, you know, not talk about people in the negative. If we know negative things, we really have to perhaps put the brake on it a bit.
Yeah, that's a really good question, and it'd be interesting to see what St. Thomas Aquinas says about that. I'm sure there's a chapter in the Summa.
Yeah, I'd love to see what people think, and perhaps they can post their comments on Love Talks Back about where you think people should draw the line.
We'll start a challenge. Everybody, like the anti-gossip challenge.
All right, yeah. That sounds perfect. Good. Love Talks Back anti-gossip challenge. Can nice. We go 30 days without gossiping?
I just want to start this anti-gossip challenge period of your show that's just commenced now by just complimenting you guys and saying, I think you do a great show. M or MC and NA, whatever you call yourselves. I love your show. It's really good.
Thanks, Jason.
I want to say, Adrian, you do a great job as general manager of Cradio.
Thanks, Jason. Are you going now? You retiring?
No, I'm hanging around.
Are you suffering from some illness that you want to tell us how much you love us before?
Let's not stir up gossip there.
No, well, okay, well, maybe there's your topic for the next panel. Like, when should you tell people...
That you love them.
That you love them. I'm not saying, like, I'm not proposing to anyone.
Let's tell everyone.
Just saying, I just like you guys, that's
I think
all.
That's a great idea.
Like us, is that it? You don't love us? You only like us?
Yeah, but not... What are the four different Greek words for... Anyway, this is getting out of control. I don't know the four different Greek words for
eros, filial,
okay,
agape.
It's definitely not that one. Anyway, yeah.
And I think, you know, because gossip basically sometimes can fuel fights and disorder amongst people. And there's proverbs. I love proverbs. There's so many, you know, it's the best thing on how to live life, basically, like little morsels of information. But... Proverbs 26:20 says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down.
Let's all be friends and love each other.
Let's all be friends. No, that's very true.
E-M-I-L-I-E. Emily's List. As good Christians, it's one of our responsibilities to talk about people in a really positive way to uplift them and build them up as people. So here are my tips for how you can avoid any situation where gossip arises. 1. Walk away from the situation. Any conversation that's becoming gossip, just walk away. 2. If someone's put someone else down, come back with a positive remark about that person. And make it really obvious that you're trying to support that person and build them up. 3. If you put someone down, make a deliberate effort to say something uplifting, but say it to them personally. Find some time to find them or to seek them out and see if you can repair that relationship. If you've got some ways on how you can avoid gossip, head to the Love Talks Back forum and let us know.
Love Tip 101.
There is nothing wrong with chick flicks.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, very, very, very so much for listening to our show. It's been fantastic.
It was a great show. It was a lot of fun to do.
It was.
So we hope to see you guys soon. Come back again. If you want to send us any questions, please do. You can leave us a comment and you can start a discussion.
That's right, you can on our forum.
Check out some of our YouTube clips or that we've found randomly and we've put up on our website.
Every week we will be updating that website, so You can do an RSS feed if you really want to as well.
It's been actually really great seeing the support for our show and the amount of times you guys have come and checked out the website. So please continue coming and visiting us and seeing us.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
right.
And we'll try and answer all your questions for you.
Yep.
You can Skype us, you can call us, you can email us, you can Facebook us. And I think you can Twitter us.
You can Twitter us. Love Talks Back. That's our tweet. Yeah, if you want to send a little micro blog, know what you're going to do. Yep. You can also see that on the website. We've got a little Twitter feed down the bottom.
Oh, that's way cool.
Yeah, we are so technologically advanced.
We would love, especially, to hear from all those listeners from Brisbane and Perth and Melbourne and
Russia,
Hobart, Russia,
Canada,
definitely.
Sri Lanka, South America,
Sitka, Alaska.
Everywhere. Those Alaskan wolves. We love them. We love their Wi-Fi use.
So, thank you so much once again for listening. You've just listened to Love Talks Back.
Amen.
Goodbye.
See ya. The bottom five.
Number five. My 6-hour class on Thursdays. Back to uni people and not happy about it. Number four. People who delete me from Facebook. I see how it is. Fine. Be like that. I don't care. I really, really, I don't care. Number three. Atheists in general, I know this is a generalization, but they're just so angry. They're such angry people. Calm down. Be happy. It's okay. Jesus exists. It's not your fault. Number two. The Christian version of the Aussie anthem. Now, I don't mean that I don't like this. I actually really do. Read it in the Daily Telegraph. There was a woman who wrote her own verse. Something along the lines of...
Christ, thou head and cornerstone.
And other words.
Built a world.
But what I don't like are the stupid parents who are going around saying, she can't do that. We don't want our children singing a Christian version of the anthem. Our kids are forced to sing Christian song of the anthem. If that's the case, don't send your kids to Christian schools. Really quite simple. Stupid parents. And number one, the iPhone 4S. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you did not get the iPhone 5 sucked in.
Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the sacred lives of people.
Due to unforeseen moral reasons, we have now cancelled our Gossip Girl segment.
I'm MC.
I'm NA, and that's about it.